Up next, I've got a special treat. Of course, Laneway was on Monday, and as part of Laneway, Connor Moccasin played, and on the stage joined him was his father, Aid, all the way from Hawke's Bay. So I had managed to wrangle a few minutes with the pair just after they came off the Fountain stage. So they were a bit pooped out, but we had a little chat. We had a chat about Conan's upcoming As Yet Untitled album. We had a little chat about how Conan and his dad will be recording together in Texas very shortly. And also we had a little chat about Conan's tour, which kicked off this week on the same night as the Super Blue Blood Moon. And of course we'll include two shows at Hollywood Theatre in Auckland, which is on the 9th of February and the 8th of February, which is a Thursday, and then the 9th of February, which is a Friday, being that it follows the Thursday. So for those two shows, you can pick up tickets at Under the Radar. That's 8th of February and 9th of February, Conan Moccasin at the Hollywood Theatre, presented to you by 95 BFM. So I'm going to play that interview now. Enjoy. I get to hear myself talking, which is wonderful. Hi, Conan and Aid.
Hello.
Hello again.
For listeners, Aid is Conan's father, who joined him on stage today. What prompted that?
Terror.
It was very well received, and you played some songs from your original band 20 odd years ago.
1970, so that's what, 48 years ago, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your band?
Well, it was a five-piece band in Hawke's Bay, and being living in the back blocks of New Zealand, you don't get much. It doesn't matter how good you are, you're not going to get anywhere, but hey, it comes through in the genes in the end, I hope. Yeah.
It was awesome, and I saw lots of people got dancing when you guys were playing together. And correct me if I'm wrong, Conan, but I understand you have a residency in Marfa, Texas coming up this year, and the Aid will be joining you to do some recording, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. This is the fifth year that we've been doing the Marfa, Texas residency with Mexican Summer and Marfa Myths and Ballroom Marfa. And Aid is joining this year to, we're going to record together and with the band, maybe some of Aid's older pieces and some new ones. We haven't worked it out yet, but we'll, yeah.
Will this be your first time recording together then?
Yes, yeah.
And is this for your new album coming up?
No, that's already, that's finished. Okay.
Can you tell me the name of the album?
It doesn't have a name, but it's called, the band's called Jazz Busters. It's a concept record where it's a music teacher's band, and it's bunch of music teachers, so it's a band recording, my touring band, and they're called Jazz Busters. So that's all, it's coordinates in two halves. One half is Paris recording, and the other half is New York, and it's part of a five-part film series.
So when you kick off your tour, which I believe the tour starts on the same night as the Super Blue Blood Moon.
Oh, okay. Good. That's good. Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
So you'll have to go outside and check out the Super Blue Blood Moon, because apparently they last one was in the 1800s sometime. When you tour, will Aid be touring with you?
No, he won't be touring with us, will you? But we're going through in Napier, so he'll be joining then, I'm sure.
And when you tour in Auckland, you're playing with Cody Nelson, two shows at the Hollywood Theatre. What made you choose the Hollywood Theatre to play at?
Cody's not joining us anymore there. He's joining brother. That's okay. He's joining his brother with Ruben. He's joined the band, so I don't know if that's public or not, but so he won't be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And what made us choose Hollywood? Julian... who's booked the shows, I really love the places he books us for, and he showed me pictures of that, and it looks great. I've not been in there, but so I'm really excited to play there.
You've been home for a little while, right? Consistently over the summer, this summer.
I come back every summer, don't I?
Yeah. That's correct.
What's
yeah.
it like having
Conan home? Oh, it's always our bit of entertainment for the Christmas period. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's general home activities in Te Awana?
Well, a lot of drinking at night, and consumption of food as well. It's just not really. There's a lot of music played, but generally these guys ferret through my record collection because they're all waiting for me to die to take over my record collection. So it's basically that. So it's going to be first in, first serve, hopefully.
How many people are you competing for this record collection?
I have one younger brother and one older.
All right. I noticed also on stage today with you, you had Molly Lewis, world champion whistler. How did that come about?
She's a friend from Los Angeles that we've met over the years, yeah.
That was awesome. That was a great surprise.
Yeah, she's a surprise, you know. She knows what to say. She knows what to whistle.
She did. She was right on point. Yeah, it was amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I won't keep you up any longer or hold you up any longer.
No. You can keep Aid.
Are you ready to roll, Aid?
I am ready to roll, yeah. It's been bloody nervous because I flew from Hawke's Bay and, you know, that's a new world coming to Auckland. And, you know, it scares the hell out of you when you're coming to something like this from a little town. We had a great concert in Te Awanga last year. We had Neil Finn came down. And Tadashi from Japan. So thank you for that. We did George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and Tadashi played piano for the intro, which was great. The whole concert was great. Neil was stoked with it. Tadashi was so stoked, it was the biggest event of his life. Went back to Japan and told every man in Japan what had happened. And that's what Te Awanga is all about. It's a small little place with about 1,000 people. And, you know, it's often years behind everything else, but it's sophisticated enough to sort of keep people entertained. And I think it's a great place to bring up kids.
A little advertisement for Te Awanga. Te Awanga. Thank you. I'm embarrassed about my pronunciation now.
I mean, everyone pronounces it Te Awanga, but it's not. It's Te Awanga.
Te Awanga. You were going to say something,
sorry. Hiromi Hoshimer, would you like to add something to that?
No. Huh? No, I think I really enjoy A's interview.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If you just tuned in, that, of course, sorry if it was a little quiet, that was one microphone and four people. If you just tuned in, that was Conan Moccasin and his father, Aid. I spoke to them briefly after they came off the fountain stage at Laneway on Monday. And if you caught the other voice in the background there, that was Conan's wonderful and lovely and beautiful girlfriend, Hiromi, who joined us and piped up a few times. And just to say it again, in case you missed it, Conan Moccasin is playing at the Hollywood Theatre on Thursday, 8th of Feb, and Friday, 9th of Feb. And you can pick up tickets from Under the Radar. Here's Caramel.
Oh, and what is this? Ah, this is something else. Welcome, this is Caramel.